Let's suppose you were to, what, invent, create, stumble upon an entire new medium. You know it's new because the technology has never existed before. Think movable type, radio, hypertext. Think above all, pictures that move. Suddenly you have the capacity to render people, creatures, objects, everything, in motion, just as they are in real life. What an invention. Think of all the possibilities. Think of everything you could do. There's just one little thing. What is it? That seemingly innocent question has bedeviled the movies since their inception. For most of the century or so of its existence, the cinema hasn't known what it is. Or rather, those in charge haven't always known, nor have the rest of us. Is a movie more like a play or a novel? More about story or spectacle? More reliant on dialogue or action? The truth is, it's none of the above, as well as all of them. It shares qualities with the literary and visual arts, employs sound as well as pictures, has elements of dramatic presentation and staging, even while it makes narrative selections like fiction. What sometimes has gotten lost in the discussions of film is that it doesn't matter what it is like. What matters is what it is. That is the crux of the matter. Those shared qualities misled us into thinking that film is one of those things with which it shares similarities, that it is something other than what it actually is. Movies are movies. They are not novels, biographies, short stories, dramatic plays, comedic plays, musical theater, epics, comic books, although one could be excused for thinking so these days, confessions, photography, painting, or holy texts. Film can and often does make use of all these other forms from other media. It shares certain qualities with each of them, even overlaps tendencies with a number of them, but it is none of them. It is itself. It has expectations, procedures, rituals, and logic peculiar to film. Above all, it speaks its own language, which, like every language, obeys a grammar or set of rules that is particular to this language. We need to understand the rules of that language, the grammar of film, in order to fully decode the language and understand what movies do and how they do it. Maybe we should start with an element so basic that we're in danger of overlooking it. What does film have that no other medium, up to its creation at least, possesses? Story? No, that's all over the place. Characters? Ditto. Visuals? Plays have those. So what's this singular item? A camera. Okay, yes, photography. But that camera can only take stills. This one can record, as we understand, images that move. They can also freeze them. But movement is what it does best. And that camera has a lens, a component for seeing the action. The lens has two main functions, but we normally speak of them as a single task. Focus. On the one hand, a focus is to bring clarity, to allow the film in the camera, or the digital successor to film, to retain a sharp image, or a fuzzy one, or a grainy one, or any of 100 other variants, but an image, in any case, on each frame. On the other hand, to focus is to select and therefore to exclude. The lens apprehends just so much of the available scene and no more. This quality is huge in establishing what is special about cinematic language. If you're watching a play, for instance, and 6 characters are on stage for a scene, all 6 are available for your attention. True, some will be farther upstage or downstage, which tends to control your eye, or they may be more central or farther out toward the wings, but the bottom line is that each of them is present. An unscrupulous actor can invent a bit of business, like fiddling with a vase or making faces or gesturing, which can move him from a peripheral role to a center of attention, not warranted by the script. He might be looking for other work tomorrow, but he can manage it tonight. Not so in a movie. Of those 6 characters, still all present in the scene, the only ones we see on screen are the ones on whom the lens focuses. It may show us all 6, or 5, or 4, or 3, or 2, or 1, in any combination, in the cases of more than one. If it only shows us one, it may be the person performing the action, or one of the others. How different it is to see the speaker or to see the listener. It may even show none of them, but something else entirely. a ticking clock, a cocker spaniel, you name it. So film shows action, even when the action is minimal, but it does more. It selects the action to show.